Hey, forgive me. This is about Charlotte. I just messed up and disconnected. So her past medical history is consistent with dementia, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, upper extremity cellulitis, acute cystitis, C. difficile, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, type 2 diabetes, dementia at end stage, hyperalbuminemia, hyperlipidemia, history of left upper extremity lymphadenopathy, secondary to breast cancer. Patient recently had an IV, a CT scan of her upper extremity, which was consistent with cellulitis of the upper extremity. In the hospital, H&H was 10 and 30. Glucose of 150 today, albumin 2.2, protein 5.5. Surgical history includes a breast lumpectomy, appendectomy, cardiac catheterization times 3, stent placement times 3, colonoscopy, hysterectomy, ESI low back, hip replacement. Small bowel obstruction and tonsillectomy. Social, she was a housewife. Her husband died, and she's been widowed since 1998. She has 2 children. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Patient currently lives with her daughter, Charlotte, originally from South Carolina and the Virginia area. Period. Medical problems, as I said, angina pectoris, dementia, severe end stage, anxiety, cancer, both uterine breast cancer, dementia, depression, diverticulosis, hiatal hernia surgery, status was chemotherapy, both for ovarian and breast cancer. And then we talked about the rest of it and the rest as above. On the surgical history, put down she had, she also had a breast lumpectomy related to breast cancer. Medication includes Coric 3.25 milligram BID, vitamin D 1,000 units once a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day. Insulin Lantus 12 units a day, which has been reduced because of the fact that she's not eating. Her blood sugar was 150. Levothyroxine 137 microgram a day, and Zyvox, which she has just finished a course of, period. Patient's hospital record indicates that the patient had severe dementia during the hospitalization to the point that she was not aware of where she was, who she was, or what time it was. For this reason, the patient was sent home with orders for hospice and palliative care to be carried out at home. The patient's daughter, Michelle, wants to continue with physical therapy at least another week or so because she's not responding to the therapy, but at the same time, she doesn't want her mom to die unless it's time, in quotation. Patient also was at Park Manor in the Woodlands, WOODLADNS, Park Manor, PARK Manor, where she developed urinary tract infection, and they sent her home with a recommendation for hospice care. Also on the surgery, put down ventral hernia surgery. Oh, no, that's not. Let's leave that off. Immunization, daughter believes her flu and COVID shots are up to date. Today, her O2 sat's 94%, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, blood pressure 130 over 90, heart pulse is 1 pulse versus 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft with a large ventral hernia present, skin shows decreased turgor or a mucosa with an lesion, lower extremity shows evidence of protein and calorie wasting and as well as muscle wasting. Neurological, quite confused, not oriented to person, place, or time. Assessment, 85-year-old woman with end-stage dementia, status post-hospitalization with urinary tract infection, small bowel obstruction, and C. difficile, period. Patient's condition has definitely worsened as far as the dementia is concerned. Since it's been going on for the past at least 2 years, the daughter feels like patient is not going to be able to recover, wants to continue with physical therapy for another week or so before reverting to hospice and palliative care. Patient has not responded to physical or occupational therapy at home, period. She also has a history of breast cancer, uterine cancer, status post radiation, status post chemotherapy, I'm sorry, ovarian cancer, not uterine cancer, weight loss, weakness, debility. Colitis, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. Patient is total and completely bedbound. Coronary artery disease with status post stent in place. The daughter believes times three. Diverticulosis, diverticulitis, difficulty in swallowing, decreased weight, symptoms of aspiration. A large ventral hernia, recent small bowel obstruction. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Also, patient has had a recent cellulitis of the upper extremity, which is resolving now on the left side. Patient has chronic lymphedema on the left side as well, related to breast lumpectomy surgery. Patient recent cystitis, the recently and just finished the course. Patient's diabetes and diabetic neuropathy appears to be stable with a blood sugar of 150 today. Overall prognosis remains poor with low albumin, dementia, weight loss, and other issues that was mentioned above.